James Fingleson, Justin Rivera, and Carter Thomas to lead it off for Mason City as we head to the top of the third at Centennial High School in Ankeny, Mason City. And Ankeny Centennial in another pitcher's duel, just like Friday night. Scoreless as we head to the top of the third. James Fingleson steps in. Junior hitting 275 for the Riverhawks. As a group, hitting 295 in the year. Slugging 456 as a team. Out of the windup, first pitch coming from Pratt. And ripped down the right field line. This will be a fair ball. It'll head for the wall. Diving play by Greider. And he's not able to get it. Turning around second. No hesitation. Fingleson, a stand-up triple as he sends it into the right field corner. That one right down the line in right field, and James Fingleson sends one all the way to that deep right field corner. He heads to third. And the Riverhawks, with two triples already in the ballgame, they get back to the top of the order with Justin Rivera. And now 90 feet away from taking the lead. Rivera steps in, a called strike three, his first time up. Coming set is Easton Pratt. 25 pitches the first time through the order. Ground ball to second. With it, it's Damon Churchman. Throw to the bag at first. First pitch of the at-bat, and it's a ground out, one away. Top of the third, one down, scoreless tie. Carter Thomas looking to change that. 14 triples of his own this season. 0 for 1 with a called strike 3 his first time up, though. 54 RBIs, leads Class 4A. Coming set, and a curveball in the outside corner. It's a strike to Thomas at the knees, and it's 0-1 to start him off. Nothing score. Playing in on the corners are Lacey at first and Kyle Miller at third for Centennial. Curveball misses outside to Thomas, and it's 1-1. Outfielders maybe shading to right just by a step or two, especially Cole Greider out there in right field with a left-handed batter in Thomas. 1-1. Thomas, fastball on the outside corner, shoots it foul over the third base dugout. And now Carter Thomas sitting at 1-2. Thomas trying to make sure this is not his final game in a Riverhawk uniform. Cooper Wieman, Keller Malik, Chance Thompson, all seniors this year for Troy Rood's group. 1-2, one away, top of the third, no score. Curveball, sharp grounder, fielded at short. Lucas Brule throws to the bag at first. It's in time. They'll concede the run. Come on down, James Fingleson. It's an RBI groundout. 55th RBI of the year for Carter Thomas. And Mason City strikes first. It's 1-0. And that brings Cooper Wieman to bat with a clean slate and two away in the top of the third. Back out of the windup. Curveball swing and a miss. Wieman over the top of it as it heads for the dirt. And it's 0-1. Wieman was hit by a pitch his first time up. Took a fastball right off the ear flap. Line drive up the middle. Takes a hop on Lucas Brule. And this will be a base knock for Cooper Wieman as he sends it right back up the middle. And that brings Keller Malik to the plate off a two-out single from the senior catcher for the Riverhawks. Keller Malik steps in with a pop out to second base his first time up. Coming set is Pratt. He'll work out of the stretch with a runner on first. Fastball tails away high, and the count to Malik is 1-0. Mason City leading this one 1-0. A triple to get things started in the inning from James Fingleson. And then Cooper Wieman hitting the single to keep the inning going. Fastball misses to Malik, and it's 2-0. The RBI groundout went to Carter Thomas as he extends his 4A lead with another run batted in. Step and a half lead at first base for Wieman. Coming set is Pratt. Fastball popped up and back behind, out of play. And it's 1-1 on Malik. Lincoln Lacey holding the runner on first as Pratt looks in for the sign. Set and the delivery from Pratt, 2-1, misses low with a curve. 3-1 on the scoreboard here. 3-1 delivery coming to Pratt, or from Pratt to Keller Malik. And a high fly ball. This one into center field. Short center, drifting back. Lucas Brewell back to make the catch. A couple of steps in front of the center fielder, Easton Miller, and that takes us to the middle of the third. Mason City strikes first. They pick up a run in the top of the third on two hits, no errors in the field, and they leave a runner at first base. Bottom of the third, bottom of the order, due up for Ankeny Centennial. 7, 8, and 9 due up when we return right after this. To the bottom of the third we go. Mason City 1, Ankeny Centennial nothing. It's Riverhawk Substate Tournament Baseball on AM 1490 and 96.7 FM KRIP.